The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. We're having a beautiful rainy day up here in Ajax, Ontario, Canada. Thank you for wherever you are. Thank you for joining the show. Welcome to The Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. Beautiful day. Hope you're having a good life. I hope you're safe. Wake up to your new reality is what we try to do. Wake you up to your limits, or understanding that you're limitless. Welcome to a higher level of consciousness. If you're hearing us, you are searching. If you are searching, you're looking for spirituality. You have found it. We deliver the information to you for you to open the path for your life that delivers least resistance so you can enjoy a free life without restrictions, to know who you are, to know your full potential, to know how to live a life without carrying baggages, to walk away or step out from under the camouflage, to live a life without fear, not to be afraid. We weren't designed for fear. We were placed here to live a great life and to be prosperous. Wake up, everybody. Wake up to the reality, knowing that you're limitless. Whatever you set your mind to, it's yours to accomplish. That you are designed with success in mind and never failure. If you choose to fail, it was a conscious decision that you made. It was a choice. No one can resist or restrict you from where you want to be. Your desire to accomplish is in your hands. If you failed, you didn't plan. You've just failed because you tried and gave up. Consistency will be the tool that will guide you to your ultimate goal or your level of success, whatever that means to you. We tend to all have our own. All of us faces resistance in life. I have said the resistance is not necessarily a negative thing, because without the resistance, how will you know how strong you are, and how would you have that opportunity to test the desire you have to accomplish whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish? Wake up. Wake up to your reality. Wake up to a greater life. I want to thank everybody from all around the world who's listening to us right now. Thank you from wherever you are, sitting, standing, or just hearing The Barrington Show. This is your reality. This is a pathway for you to rise up to the other level, to realize, to become realized, to know who you are, to learn your purpose, to live in love all the time, never to hate, never to carry grudge, and never to judge. This is a reality that is within you. The strength that you need is within you. All that you will accomplish is already within you. Tap into your source of spirituality. Tap into your own strength. Realize that when you face resistance, it's necessary for you to gather and gain strength and wisdom. There's no such thing as failure. You just internalize something that's happened to you when you labeled it. You are limitless, so if you put your mind towards it, you will accomplish. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. I want to welcome all my new listeners from wherever you're listening from, all the old-time listeners from all around the world, wherever you're listening from. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Welcome home. And I say home because this is where you belong. This is where you'll be most comfortable. You will accomplish all these great things. Do not settle. Do not allow yourself to idle. You are like the tree, and forever you will grow. And from that little acorn, that mighty oak will grow. You just have to give it what is necessary. Take care of it, nurture it. Watch it flourish and blossom. If you don't feel that you're worthy, then you're making a mistake. If you don't feel that you can accomplish, you're making a huge mistake. If you don't feel that you could get what you need from life, you're doubting yourself. Wake up to the reality to realize that doubt is only self-inflicted. You've got that ability. We all have that ability to rise up. We are the universe. We're in the universe, or the universe is in us. Either way, it exists. All the ingredients that built the guy right next to you or in front of you, or the idols that you have, is the same that built you. So therefore, you have the same quality as everyone else, which means you have the same ability as everyone else. You just need to apply yourself to it. I also want to tell you that you need to take care of the greatest asset you have. It's the body. Please take care of it. Without it, you're not going any further. So we're not the body. We are just an entity that lives within the body. We're all that there is. We've never left here, and we're never going to leave here. This is home. When you pass on and you put that body down, you lay it to rest, you get a new one and you start again. Much like the car you had before this one. You got rid of it. Maybe give it to somebody else, but you've gotten rid of it and you've got a new one. And life continues the same way. Just wake up. Wake up to know that whatever you accomplish in life is what you've hoped for. Whatever you're living right now, there's a thought that you had yesterday. Whatever you want to live tomorrow, you need to develop that thought now. Because now is all we've got. This is where you're standing at that point. You're at the fork in the road and you choose the direction that you're going to go. Or you choose the wolf you want to feed, the vicious one or the one who's of knowledge and wisdom and strength without limit, without fear. Now is all that we've got. So let's act now. Make a decision for yourself now. Take a step towards greater accomplishments, whatever that means to you now. Learn the truth about life, about you, about all that there is now. Now is the time for you to step up. Now is the time for you to act. You have that tool. It's in your shed or it's in your toolbox. Take it out and use it. It is not there by coincidence. It was there because you placed it there, because you knew you would need that strength of that tool to build whatever you hope to accomplish in life. There's no journey that you will fail. Start the journey now, because now is all that we have. Thank you again for joining us. You're listening to Barrington. I have a book out there called Awaken Ascension Guide. It's aligning you to your true purpose in life. It allows you to accomplish what you set out and teaches you the method in which to journey to get to that post. You can check us out on the email, the website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. The information that's there, it's past shows that we've done, list of the shows that may come up. We give you all the information. If you've missed some of the shows and you're interested or you hear stuff that you want to repeat, it's all here again. It's there. Check it out. It's free. Download and enjoy. Download and enjoy. That's BarringtonAwaken.com. The book is available to you at Amazon.com, Amazon.ca. It's a good read. You order it, you'll have it in a couple of days. And I assure you, you're going to enjoy it. It took me a long time to put it together. And that I've been working on for many, many, many years. I feel the information that's in there will be of benefit to you and a lot of other people in your life. You will make changes. And the noticeable change is the one that people will tell you. Others will say to you, you are changing your ways. You're not as aggressive towards something that's meaningless. You know, it's aggressive towards something that's not going to serve you any good, or you're going to give your life for it. You're going to sacrifice your life for it. Well, what's the point? The minute I get what I want, I'm out. It's sort of pointless. It becomes redundant. The journey leads to a dead end or a brick wall. When you get there, you realize you've wasted your time in that marathon that you've been running your entire life. Wake up. Just wake up. And see yourself in a different way. Again, you need to take care of the vehicle that's driving you around. The body, you are not the body. You live in the body. The body takes you from point A to point B. So you need to take care of it. You need to tune it up. You need to feed it properly, rest it properly, and be mindful that without it, you're not going anywhere. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of the show. So today, I want to say that we live on this planet and we're sort of loving it. Most of us are enjoying it at the least, but all the other animals, creatures that live on this planet, they contribute to the planet. And if one should go missing, the planet will suffer. If you get rid of the bees, we're in big trouble. If we get rid of the moth, or if we get rid of the rats, or if we get rid of the trees, everything from this planet serves a purpose because it's in sync with nature's law. This is the way it was intended. They work together to keep it perfectly balanced. And then come men, what do we do? If you really think about it, we're the parasites because we're the ones who are breaking it down. Without those creatures on the planet will suffer. Without us, the planet will flourish. Why are we doing that? Why are we tearing it down? Why are we not a part of building it up? Without man on this planet, it'll do just fine. The ozone layer won't suffer. The balance of animals won't exist. Everything will be in perfect balance according to nature's law. Except man. It's as if we don't belong here. And in doing that, we're tearing it down. We're destroying it. We're making a mess of it. We're cutting down the trees. We're damming the rivers. We're doing all these things that benefits us, and it doesn't benefit the planet that we live on. Much like you cutting your hands off your body. Well, you can't. Yeah. Much like that. How are we going to benefit? And why are we at the point of destroying it instead of building it? Instead of making it better. If you extract us from here, they'll do better without us. That shouldn't make us feel great about ourselves. Now, we've made great accomplishments, but it benefits us only. Does it benefit the planet? Do we do anything to support the existence of the planet? Every other creature does their share, except us. We're taken away from it. Why don't we learn to become connected to nature? Be a productive part of this existence. Put in instead of take out. Add instead of subtract. Why are we destroying the land that we're walking on? And if you really think about it, if we were not here, it would do better without us. So occasionally you hear it's going to self-destruct, it's going to break down, all these things are going to happen, it's going to disappear, someone's going to come from the sky, and I don't know what they're saying. But, well, none of that's going to happen. But we can make the living conditions better for everything that exists in the planet. And simply by just connecting yourself to the laws of nature and abide ourselves by how they want, how we should live in sync. Connect yourself and apply yourself to the rules of nature, and we'll be doing productive things instead of self-destructing. We're taking out the land we're standing on, and at this pace, what else are we going to stand on? We can't leave. So you might want to take care of it because it's necessary and you need it. Have we got anything there, Gary?
We have a few emails here. Folks, if you just tuned in, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. Send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And let's see, Tony writes in, always a pleasure to listen to you on a Sunday afternoon. I am listening from Washington, D.C. That is from Tony. Thank you, Tony, for writing in. Robin writes in, that is a very interesting thought, is that we get a new body when we pass and we come back. But here's the question. Will we ever remember our past with a new body? That's Robin. And by the way, Robin makes a good point. If in fact that is true, that's kind of a scary thought, do you think? I'm not sure, you know, that we would remember our past, good, bad, or indifferent. Anyways, Elise writes in, hello, I'm going to get your book. Thanks for the information. That's from Elise. And let's see here. And lastly, Bev writes in, if we don't belong here, Barrington, why are we here? It's a very interesting thought process. If this world was made by a god or an entity, why are we here destroying it? And that's from Bev. And back to you.
Okay. Oh, some good questions in this one. Bev, to go to you first, why are we here? We're here to learn how to be humans. We're here to live the human life and the experience. I don't know that we were sent here to be destructive or destroy. We just came here and took that role on because it was easy. We've developed greed. We've developed ways of being competitive towards each other. We've developed thinking that we're better than each other. So we've stepped off the path and started doing things to better ourselves or to show others how great we are. Why are we here? We're here to learn how to live in the human form. We're here to learn how to live as humans, to live as one, to experience what it's like to have a body. Before this, we didn't have one. This is why I say we are the vehicle. So we've come into the body, we've accepted this body, we're moving around this body. But the thing is for us to wake up and understand the purpose or the reason or why we're here. And humans are here, you are here to get the human experience, what it's like to live in the physical, where we can experience the emotion, we can experience the touch, the pain, all these things that comes along with having a body. Without it, none of that exists. We're here simply to get the human experience, what it's like to be human. And we've come in many different agendas, what it's like to be hurt, what it's like to be in the wheelchair, what it's like to be the mother, to be the father, to be the CEO, to be the beggar. You know, we've taken on all these roles and we wanted to experience what it's like to be stabbed or shot or locked up in prison, weird as it may sound. And I don't know that we would sign up for it, but without the emotion of feeling or the ability to feel pain, then it's not as bad as it is. We've come here to experience what it's like to be human. That's why we're here. Why are we destroying it? Because somewhere along the line, somebody figured out how to hoard us into a cage and work to benefit them, to make them more profitable, or to stroke or feed their ego, or to have, you know, them control. They scare us and tell us stories and let us live in a camouflage way so we can service them. That's where it's wrong. The idea is to come to live as one because we're all the same. That was the idea, to get the experience of being human, what it's like to walk with a body, to walk. I hope I explained that well enough for you, Beverly. Thank you for the email and I appreciate this. Alice, thank you for... you said you're inquiring about getting the book. I would appreciate that. Everyone would, so would you. And if you do like it, pass it on to your family and friends. It's a good read. And I'm not saying that because I'm involved with it. I'm saying that because it's the truth that was given to me to give to you to pass on to others. Do enjoy it. I hope it works for you. Thank you very much. So it's a very good question, and you touched on to this as well, Gary. How come we don't remember what we were last lives? Well, some of us do. Some people do. Some people are able to tell you what they were in many lives that has passed. You're not going to go through the filtration processes after you've left here and you've rid yourself of all the things that you may have learned and developed as a human. And you go through what I call the rejuvenation process to go into the spiritual world, come back here again, and then get another body and continue. And remember last year that you were a firefighter or a bus driver or a doctor. You're not going to remember. And it's probably a good thing that you don't, because your purpose today is going to be different than the one you had tomorrow. Yesterday. So if you wanted to reflect on trying to find your past lives, that's quite possible. It is possible for you to there's a few methods in doing it through meditation, as well as going through what they call past life regressions, and you could be told or introduced to what you were. And I've said on many of my shows before that I have realized I was a warrior at one point. I died from a snake bite at one point. My life ended at one point. I remember being shot in the back, and I think I was escaping from somewhere at one point. So you can remember it. You can reflect on it. You can find out what you were the life before. I just remember it being in the war. In other paths. So yeah, it's available. The information is there. It never goes away. Everything that you do, or every word that you said, is being recorded. All the actions that you've lived has been recorded. Now, you could go as deep into your meditation to what they call the Akasha Library and find out everything that you've done. But there are people among us, other humans among us, who are able to take you to a place to show you what your lives were before you are what you are today. And there's a lot of kids, if you talk to some of these young children and you would say to them, what's your mom's name? And they'll say, Susan. No, the other mother. And they'll remember that they had another mother, another father in another life. And you've met or seen children before who could tell you they've been to this place. We've been here. I've been there. I've done that. Or you do things and it just comes to you naturally. And you know for sure that you've experienced it at some other part of your life. When I became an electrician, I knew I've done that job before. I didn't have to tell me twice how to do this and how to do that. I remembered it. And within a few months of being in the field, I was running circles around the people who had been in the field for many years in front of me, not because I'm smarter, just because I know that I've been down this path before. When you've experienced what they call deja vu, you're being introduced to something that you're familiar with. You're remembering something that you're quite familiar with, and you've been to a place or met a person or have had a conversation before that you knew, you know consciously at this level that it's not possible. You fly halfway across the world and you say, oh, I've been here before. Well, you weren't dreaming. You're experiencing something that you've experienced before. We do remember. Not today, not right now. You can't remember having breakfast and bacon and eggs four lives ago. I don't think that's possible. However, you are able to remember the lives that you've lived. They don't go away. It is here. And if you are interested in knowing that, you could do your own sourcing, your own meditation. But this takes a while for you to get deep, deep into your meditation and understand truly who you are and do the path, do the journey, do the travel to find out many lives that you've lived in the past that does exist. We do remember. We're just not consciously aware of it. Our brain is a storage unit, and everything that it's walked through before will pick up the information and hold on to it. You just have to know how to get in there and to get it out. And another way is we live in multi-level, what they call dimensions. So as you're performing this life and you're sitting down listening to this show right at this minute, there's another part of you somewhere else doing something completely different. And if you get into meditation and get deep into meditation, you'll see yourself in other lives doing other things at the same time as you're doing this one. That's a little dangerous because you don't want to get into that and start to bring that into today's reality. So if you could see that, you might not want to run towards it. You might want to realize that the life that you are living right now is the one that you should be living. And consistency of now is your better, greater thing to work about. You do remember everything that you've been a part of, and it is possible. We never leave here. You never leave here. I challenge all those groups that say, when you die, you go over there, you go down there, that H-E double hockey stick place. You don't go anywhere. You're here. And you've transformed from that body because it's old and you've laid it down and it's no longer serving you. Diseased, aged, broken, accidents, whatever. You've laid it down. And it's a matter of time before you pick up another one and start again. You are not going anywhere. There's nowhere out there to go. There's no physical out there to go that you're going to go. When you leave the planet, you lay your body down, you come back. You don't leave here. You're always here. Just today, I'm in this body. And then my other life, I'll be in the next body. Am I interested in knowing my the one coming up? I don't know, because maybe I haven't made the choice yet. You don't leave here. There's no going anywhere. When they say you're going to pass away and you're going to go to hell and you're going to burn and you're going to be fed on by locusts and you're going to have this horrible furnace that's burning the crap out of you for many years. I just wonder what's burning when you don't have a body? What's eating the flesh that I don't have? And how do they record the time when time doesn't exist? Maybe it's just a story that's used to frighten you, to scare you, to follow this path so you don't slip and end up down there. Maybe it's just a story. Because if I die and my body's buried and I think I'm going to go to hell. I'm just going to say that. And if I end up there, well, I don't have a body for it to burn or locusts to eat my flesh or time that's going to pass. I am just a spirit. I am just there. So the stories of being told, of being tortured, cannot be true. And for the length of time that they're very, very specific as to the amount of time, how do you measure something that does not exist? We made it up. There is no time. It is only now. You cannot measure something that doesn't exist. Thank you for loving the show, Tony. I hope I explained that good enough for you, Robin. Tony, thank you very much for loving the show. Thank you for being there from Washington, D.C. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you loving the Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. If you want to see what we talk about mostly, the shows are listed, and now they're being labeled. And you could go to the website at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com, and you could download your favorite show or listen to it or share it and pass on the wisdom. Most of what is there, it's teaching you not to be afraid. Let's not be afraid. Why are we so afraid of everything? Why are we being told that if we don't do this, we're going to pay a consequence? We're going to pay a price. We're going to suffer. Why do we live with ignorance? Why do we allow ourselves to take the path that is the hardest one to travel? Why do we choose to live in the dark when there's light available? Why do we choose to take the hardest uphill resistant path as opposed to going down with the flow? Take a look at the water, see what it's doing. Because nature has taught us to take the path of least resistance. We, as man, decides to take a difficult task. Why do we compete against each other? Why do we feel that we're better? We put our children in competition from day one to say that they're better. We put them in a higher level of education just so we could say that you're better. We give them a nicer neighborhood to live in just to say that we're better. Why do we feel that we need to do all these things? Why are we living in this life of fear? Because we're afraid. Why are we afraid? What are you afraid of? You're afraid you're going to die? Well, if you don't fear that, will there be anything else? Because you don't die, you transform. And you will repeat again and again and again until you've had enough. But if you didn't fear dying, if you knew after you leave this life, you're going into a fantastic way where there's no pain, no sorrow, no heartaches, no stress, no COVID, Wouldn't you look forward to going? Which is kind of funny to me because I hear all these religious groups are talking about this glorious place to go to, but none of them wants to go. They spend their entire life preparing to go there, but they don't want to go. And at the first sign of a problem, they do what the rest of us do, seek help to fix it so we could stay here. I'll tell you, if I had a wonderful place to go that is so remarkable, impeccable, I'm going. But if they're telling you that you're going to this place and you're preparing yourself to go from your entire life, from birth until you leave, but then you don't want to go. So why are you doing the work? Why are you putting in the time? How are you going to benefit? You don't want to go. Are you just preparing yourself just in case? Well, if you have doubt, then it's not real. If there's a smidgen of doubt, then you have to assume it's not real. Why are we afraid? What would your life be like if you didn't have fear? Wouldn't you do everything you wanted or you want to do? What will you do differently when you wake up and realize that you are your own creator? Everything that you have, you've created it, including your environment, your situation, your mindset. When you know how to manipulate or control that form of creation, you'll create a piece of heaven, and you can have that here. You don't have to wait till you die to go get that, because it makes no sense that you come here to live, take care of your life, let's say 85 years of it, and then you have an opportunity to go to something more fantastic, but you don't seem to want to go. You're going to the doctors like the rest of us. You're taking care of your health like the rest of us. You're preserving your life like the rest of us. You're doing all these fantastic things like the rest of us. You have no desire to go to this beautiful place that exists for you. I think that's a lot of filth. I think that's a lot of filth. We don't have to live in fear. Have we got anything else there, Gary?
We do have some emails. Mike writes in, he says, if and when you come back, like you state, how many times? And that's Mike.
Mike,
yep. Chanel writes in and says, OMG, I have deja vu several times a month. You're scaring me. That's from Chanel. Dottie wrote in and says, besides your book, which I'm going to purchase and read, are there any others that you recommend about past lives? And that's Dottie. And let's see. Eric writes in and says, I am so interested in what you are teaching today. It's amazing. I'm going to do some more research on all of this. That's from Eric. Nice comment. And let's see. Greta writes in and says, hello from New York City. That's Greta. And let's see here. Sam writes in and says, wow, I'm listening to you. Everything you teach makes sense, but that just blew the hell out of heaven and hell. So that's from Sam. Thank you, Sam. And back to you, Barrington.
Sam, that's interesting. Quick question for you there, Gary. You said something, Mike. Do you still have his email information in front of you?
Yes. Let me go back to it. Hang on, please. And Mike wants to know, if you come back here, how many times?
Okay. So I'll do, Mike, if you do come back, you will come back. How many times? That's dependent upon you and what your purpose is. How long did it take you to get on the track to finding out why you were here in the first place? And if you've missed that, you're going to come back and do it again if that's your interest. Most of us get here and we find our purpose, believe it or not, usually late in life, and we follow it true. But if you didn't have an opportunity to get that, you're going to come back and repeat it. And that takes a long time. People have done thousands of lives. I was told, and I don't know if I believe it wholeheartedly, that I've done 52. This is number 52 that I'm doing. I don't know if I believe that, but I was told that, and it's a possibility because all things could be true. That's what I'm saying. And Mike, I can't give you a specific number. It depends on where you are. And I do know once you finish and you've traveled your journey and you've gone through all the different lives, when you get to a certain stage, you will be realized, you'll be woken up, you'll be all wise and knowing, and then you won't want to come back. You'll move on to something different. But you never leave here in the first place. And when you go to another dimension, then you do another way, another life. I was talking to somebody earlier this week, and they're experiencing to me that they're seeing at times parts of their lives that they've experienced, other lives and things that's not applicable to today. They're seeing dragons that doesn't exist in today's life, unless you're talking about a lizard. And you're seeing other parts and things that doesn't coincide with today's living to this earth and this planet and this time. And I often said, and I will say again, that it's probably a glimpse as to what you've been in the past. Use that as your strength to determine that you are limitless. You've been around for a very long time. Use the courage and the strength that you see in the past lives to propel yourself through this one, that all things are attainable and all things are controllable and all things is in your power because you are the God that exists. It's just a reminder to show you where you've been. And if you've been the king, you have no problem being a CEO. If you've been whatever you were, it was a tool that brings you here. And the journey that you may have done many thousands of years ago is applicable because that information and that strength and that knowledge doesn't leave you. It doesn't leave you. Imagine your very first life, you're a one-year-old child, and the way you are today, you're 50. Think of all the wisdom you've gained after how many lives you've lived. All of them is stacked up to deliver the you that you are today. Just know that. Just know that. So thank you very much for that. And I went a little bit further in explaining all that to you. So thanks for that, Mike. And the oh my God and the deja vu experience that you're having, Chanel, it is just a reminder that you've seen it, you've experienced it. Spirituality is giving a knock at your door real hard. You need to answer it. Because if you see in places where you've seen things or hear things where you knew in this consciousness wasn't possible, you're being told something very important. And sometimes, like I said earlier, a minute ago or so, that it's just a reminder that you've been down this road before. Let's not be intimidated by it. Let's not be afraid of it. You've challenged yourself in this application before. Let's not let it scare you or make you run away. That fear that's coming towards you, probably you've encountered it before, and it is nothing. Turn around and look fear right in the eye and watch it run away from you. We're just too busy running scared and hiding from the boogeyman who's not real, from the big bad fear that is just scaring you without, you know, the dog chasing you down and barking like crazy to come and get you, but it doesn't have any teeth. What is that going to do to you other than bust your eardrum from the loud noise that he's making? But if the fear doesn't have a bite, there's no fear. And when you really think about it and get into it, the depth of it, you realize it's only a figment of your imagination. You made it up because it's not real. I just had to say that. Thank you very much. So the deja vu part is what is a part of your life. And you have to see or try to figure out where it's coming from and attack it and do the research that is necessary to get the information that you require, or that you probably need. Alice, thank you very much. You're talking about looking into the book. You will love it. H-E-A-M-I, BarringtonAwaken.com. That's the website. And if you want the book, it's at Amazon.ca, Amazon.com. Good read. I answered the question as to why we're here. So, Dottie, we talked about past lives and how we're going to do all the good thing. Eric, you thought it was interesting in what I'm saying. I appreciate that. I appreciate you paying attention to it. And by all means, step out of your comfort zone and experience something new. It won't frighten you. At times, and I do talk to a lot of people who's on a spiritual journey, who's doing meditation, and they call me and they say, I was doing that. It's a little scary. How do I deal with it? It is only fear, and don't allow it to take control of you. Do what you need to do. Let them know you're the boss. You're the driver of this bus. They're a passenger. So let them off at any given time, and you just continue. Sail through your journey. Experience what you need to experience for yourself. Don't let fear take you anywhere. Or don't let it deter you from going anywhere. Okay. Hello from New York City. Greta, thank you very much for sending in the new information. And thank you for joining the show. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you stick with us and learn to connect yourself to spirituality and tap into the guide and tap into all that there is. All that there is. You are part of it. You exist because you want to. You exist because there's something out there you're sourcing. You exist because you want to experience the human life. You exist because you matter. You exist. And right now, so act accordingly. Understand that you are the creator, you are the God. Act accordingly. Do not allow anything to deter you. Don't let anybody tell you which way to go, what journey to take. Open that door and tap into it for yourself. Sit still and meditate and bring spirituality into your existence. Learn to connect yourself to the nature, to the guide, to the force, to the current, to the great wave that exists. Tap into that source and find your way. And you will see that you are limitless and you're the greatest entity that exists. And the man, woman, boy, child that stands next to you shares the same qualities. Share the information with them. Allow them to grow, to rise up. Allow them to grow. Well, Sam, I don't like to talk about heaven or the HE double hockey stick place, like I always say, because it's still quite offensive to some to say one doesn't exist, either exist, unless it's in your mind. We've been told many times that we're going to leave this planet and go to someplace greater, and I just vented about where, and let me know, give me an address, send me an email, give me something. I want to go check it out because it sounds fantastic. However, I'm in this body and I know I can't leave. And once I put this body down, there's nowhere else to go. So when they reflect on going somewhere, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. And when I get there, I won't be having this body that's 5 feet tall and bald head. I don't know that I can take it with me. You can't leave here with it. Check it out. The next person you know who passed, see what they take. There's no U-Haul following them or Brinks or bank or check, any of those things. They've come empty-handed. They leave empty-handed. Wherever they've come from, they're going back to. They've come here the same way. We're leaving the same way. We end up in the same place. People don't like me saying that Martin Luther King and Hitler end up in the same place because they're an entity that occupied a body and did what they had to do. One was preaching something completely different than the other, very opposite. However, at the end of their journey, they're high-fiving each other. I don't like saying that because it does sound offensive to some people, but it is what it is. When I talk about heaven and hell, I just simply say it exists within me. And I'm going to choose where I want to live right now. And according to the description, it sounds like hell is where the party is. You know, it sounds really great. And we're not sitting around all day holding hands, singing Kumbaya, not disrespecting anybody. But if there's a party out there, invite me to it. I'll just show up. Never mind. I hope you enjoy it. So if you're believing and some group is telling you that there's a greater life elsewhere, I tend to disagree. They also tell you very specifically that this time, that's relevance. Within time, this will happen. In time. Well, there is no time. We made that up. The whole concept is we've made it up. We needed to create a 9-to-5 so we know when to show up to work and when to leave. And that's the only reason or night for the day to start. This is a system that we created. We didn't show up with a book, a guideline, or a Rolex watch. We made it doable for our existence. So for them to say the word has come from the above on the Almighty as to the time, well, that can't be true because the time is made up here. So where is that time coming from? How do we know what time? We've made it up. And if we wanted to collectively, we can change 9 a.m. to 4 o'clock in the afternoon and act accordingly. You wake up at 4 and go to work until whenever. We've fashioned that ourselves. So for the great leaders who are telling us there is a time, and I did meditation, I had a conversation with a spiritual guide. I like to call him Smiley, and he's told me a lot about how to live life. And one of the things I asked him how old he was, and he said, well, I don't know, there's no time here. Well, if you don't have time, you can't count the years, right? That does make sense. And this is a message that was delivered to me from a spiritual existence from the other side. And if he's telling me there's no time, well, everything that exists has always been. It didn't start last Thursday at 2:30 in the afternoon. That wouldn't be possible. So if somebody's telling you there is a timeline and there's a time, it just means that it was made up. And maybe their theory is just their theory. There is a universal truth. There is an existence of universal truth. The existence of nature, the laws of nature, the existence of us, where you could feel it, it's tangible. There is a truth. I don't know that I can tell anybody in seriousness that at some time we're going to leave here and go to another place to experience a better life. And I've said this before. Why would I come here in the first place if there's a better life over there? What would be the point of me coming here now? So live life, learn how to steal, cheat, lie, rob, rape, do all these bad things, and then go to a heavenly place because I've asked for forgiveness. Why would you subject me to that? Why would the Creator test me to see if I'm worthy? Why would he allow me to rob and steal and hurt and murder and all these things so I could be tested? You light a fire and put your two-year-old around it and see if he's going to touch it? Well, your responsible parents, you wouldn't, because it could be very detrimental to him. According to what we're being taught is that we're being tested. And if we pass the test, we'll make it to heaven. If we fail, we go to hell. Well, who's played a game with our existence? It's made up. Have we got anything else?
Just one email came in. Liza writes in and she says, hello from Reno, Nevada. I'm a new listener and I'm enjoying what I'm hearing. And that's from, it's either Lisa or Liza. Sorry if we pronounced your name wrong. Back to you.
Thank you for that email. I'm going to say Liza, or it could be, I don't know. I hope I pronounced it properly. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of the Barrington Show. We talk spirituality. We talk waking up. We talk about you just tapping into your own source and finding your own path and learning to love and live in love and not hate. And those two will not exist in the same body. You can't love and hate. You can't hate the neighbors and love your wife. You can't hate the kids love the kids and hate your boss. You may dislike him or not as much favored towards him, but the love and the hate won't live in the same body. So you're just pretending on one case, one side. I say choose love because it is what ties us all together. It is the one thing that every single one of us has in common, is the common denominator, because we're born from that. We've come from that and we ought to live our lives according to that. It is the one common denominator that one of the many common denominators that we share. It is love. And love for self is by far the most important tool that exists in your toolbox. Love for self. You have to have love for self. Without it, you're self-destructive. Without it, you're asking for problems. Without it, you're creating misery for other people just so you could be recognized, much like the bully. You know, the bully is not loving himself, and he's not all that tough either. He's just pretending that he is, just so, you know, he could intimidate you, and being negative towards you is making himself feel better about himself. But that's not the case. Something else is wrong. Something else is wrong. Why do you feel you need to flex your muscles to try to intimidate me? Or we're not competing for the same, I don't know, woman or job? Or why do you feel you need to do that, to go out of your way? Why are we the only creature on this planet that kill for sport? Why are we the only one who does it for pleasure, leisure? Why do we do these things? How come we're so different than all the other animals? They do kill or defend because they're threatened. They will do that. But we go out because of pleasure, or we're bored, or something else is off within us, and just kill for the sake of it. Why are we that one? Why are we the parasites? How come we can't tap ourselves into, connect to the ways of nature and work with everything else that exists here so the planet could be greater for everyone? What's in you that make you want to strap on that, I don't know, what you hunt with, and go out and take a life? for the sport. You don't need the food. Dominion has it, or Safeway, or Shoppers Drug Mart. I don't know. They have the food. So you don't necessarily need to go out and hunt for it, especially where we live here in Southern Ontario, Canada. Why do we do that? What is it that's within us that makes us feel that we have to be dominant among every living thing? Why do we need to do that? Why are we doing that? And in doing that, we're building fear within ourselves. We're afraid of something. Why are we so afraid? What is it that's making us so afraid? Can we tap into ourselves and find out where the root of that fear is, or the seed of the fear is growing, and dig it out and throw it away? You don't need it. Because we know one thing, and one thing for sure, this term that we're on will come to an end. So if it's inevitable, why not accept it, embrace it, look forward to it, and don't be afraid of it. Somewhere in my mid-30s, I realized there's no need to fear dying, because there is no dying. I'm not happy if I'm hooked up to a machine and parts of me are missing and I can't see anything. I'll be a little upset. But the journey has come to an end. Pretty much like the meal or the song that you're listening to or the show that you're hearing right now will come to an end. It's inevitable. Everything will come to an end, except our planet. We're going to talk about that next week. But there's nothing to fear other than fear itself. And when you're busy being afraid, you're attacking. You're allowing that thing that you fear the most to come towards you. You're ordering it in. It's like you're picking up a telephone and dialing a phone number that says, bring me cancer, or bring me somebody to come and break into my house, or bring me, you know, broken down. No, there's no need to fear. What's going to happen will happen, and the strength that you encounter because of resistance is a tool for you to go further. Look in your toolbox. Examine all the tools that exist, and I assure you every single one of them is there. Tap into that source, eliminate the fear that exists in your life, and move on. If you start thinking negative, you're bringing it in. It's like a magnet. You hold that magnet in your hand and you walk around in a place where there's a whole bunch of loose steel. Eventually, if the magnet is strong enough, or the fear, the thought is strong enough, eventually you'll attract all those things to you. Drop that magnet or that piece of steel or whatever it is that is allowing the attraction or the connectivity or the fear to come towards you. Let's not be afraid. It's simple for me to say that. It's difficult for you to believe it. And it's even harder for you to accept it. But it is still possible. All things are possible, because all you got to do is just believe that it's true and it will happen. Bring it forth. Make an image of that picture that you want your life to be, and post it somewhere. You're going to see it all the time, and you'll attract all the positivity that comes with that thought. Equally attract all the negativity that comes with that thought. You choose, because you only have now. Let's not be afraid. You're wasting time. You're going through life. You're driving down the highway and you've got your foot on the brakes. And the more fearful you become, the harder you press that brake, and it slows you down or restricts you or frustrates you or creates some sort of problems within you. Let's not be afraid. You don't die. And for those who believe that, I'm sorry to say, we don't leave here when that occurs. I don't know that there'll be a wonderful place over there where we sit around the campfire and play the guitar and sing those lovely songs. Okay, what are you sitting on anyway, a cloud? There's no out there. We're not designed to live out there, and you're not leaving here and going to get a new body. If you do get a new body, you're still on Earth, because it's a subject or a product of the environment that you're a part of, made up with everything that the universe is made up from. You're a little mini universe, which means you're limitless. Please, let's not be afraid.
Barrington, before we go, we have one more email for you.
Okay.
I'd like to sneak that in while you're wrapping up. Well, folks, we have about 6 minutes left here. It's either Shannon or Lucy writes in, I'm not sure, and it's an email that says, "Hello, Barrington. I have read your book and loved it. Your book touched on so much and is something I refer back to regularly. I am wondering if you will be writing another that may build on what you covered in the first. Thank you for being here each week. Signed, Lucy."
Okay, Lucy, thank you very much. I appreciate that. The answering the question that you asked, will I write another one? Yes, I do intend to write several more. COVID is my restrictor right now, my enabler. Because of COVID, I've become very busy and I'm preoccupied, but I'm not going to get into all of that because I don't like to do that. Thank you very much for that information on the book. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Keep it on the shelf. Yes, it is something that you could resort to tomorrow or many years to come, or you change your life. And I want to say this, if you get the information, don't just think about it. Don't just live it. What you have to do is live it. When I say things like, if it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. And if it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. It's a message for you to live that way. You're inviting all that there is to come to be at your table, to be with you all the time. Thank you for that information. Thank you for the email, Miss Lucy. I appreciate it. I love the fact that you are part of the show. It sounds like you've listened to a few of them. Thank you very much for being there and enjoy and do keep it and pass it on. And I hope for others out there who hear this information about the book and what it's done to other people or their lives will consider it and take it. It's going to take you on a path. It's going to take you on a journey. It's going to open a door for you. And please, if you are going into spirituality, if you are thinking of going into spirituality and you're following the guidance of what we talk about here on the radio show, you got to do it. Don't just say it. You got to live it. You have to live it. I went out downtown and I was walking around. I left my truck open and the person I was saying, why didn't you lock up the truck? And I said, if they were going to break into it, I would know. They would tell me. My guides would say, go lock your truck. And they've done that many times. So I'm not saying go out and leave your stuff exposed, but your thoughts of what you believe is how you live. You've conditioned yourself to the lifestyle. You just have to live it. No one is asking you to buy anything, to support anything. They're asking you to open up and attach yourself to the guidance that exists in spirituality, which is our tool to get us through the journey that we're on. Learn to live it. And as you live it, you act accordingly. People will step away from you because they're not ready yet. Others will step towards you because likes will attract likes. And the opposite will go away. And you're never going to be able to see over that fence until you're tall enough. You're not going to understand great spirituality until you've opened the door and you've walked into it and you live it. You apply it to everything you do in your everyday life without thinking you have to pay a price or a penalty. You just have to live it. Don't say it. Don't be like the Sunday Christians where you're hell breaking loose all week and then you go somewhere else on a Sunday to ask for forgiveness. What are you doing? Who are you confusing? Importantly, who are you lying to? Just live it. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for joining the Barrington Show. Thank you very much, Miss Lucy, for the information. I appreciate that. All the people who've taken the time to email us today, thank you for being a part of the Barrington Show. Thanks, everybody around the world who is racking up the numbers. Our listenership seems to be growing every week. I appreciate that. I have a lot to tell you. I do have more books coming out. I hope I answered that question. And I will be doing more books along the line of what we've talked about. We want you to wake up. Wake up. Realize your full potential. Realize that you're not anybody's servant or anybody's lesser. You are the king. If that's what everybody else is, you are equal to everybody and lesser to none. Know that about you. Tap into your spirituality. Learn how to love yourself. Remove the fear. Just sit back and ask yourself, what am I afraid of? And attack it and see the worst case scenario. And it might lead to you dying, but that part is inevitable. You've expected it. You've been told that since day one. Hopefully you're an adult now. You know that's the real thing, and it's not a bad thing. You've had relatives or somebody who's passed away before. How has your life changed? You miss them for a couple of months or whatever the case may be, and you move on only to realize that they've completed the cycle. We're wrapping it up now, folks. Tune in next week. Enjoy your week. Be safe. Be well. Study spirituality and learn how to meditate. Thank you for your time. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington. right here on Reality Radio 101.